Utility Director Carl Hagerman's making the case for the bond issue, which is expected to go before voters in October. It would authorize borrowing up to $7.8 million. Customers of the electric utility would pay that back, likely over 25 years, and it will mean higher electrical bills.
Nobody likes a rate increase. I don't like a rate increase. But it is, it's a fact of life that, you know, critical infrastructure must be renewed from time to time. And the forethought of Blind Slough, for instance, was huge. People have saved money that they don't even realize because of that facility going on and on. We need to renew that so that we can provide benefits to the community for many more years.
The borough would use the bond issue to pay for an overhaul of most of the generation equipment at the borough's hydro plant at Blind Slough on southern Mitkoff Island. It would also buy an additional standby diesel generator to meet increasing demand from the community. Hagerman presented some numbers from D. Hiddle and Associates, the consulting firm that's studying Petersburg's electrical rates.
It basically is a fair way of splitting out what we've built and who it benefits via customer class. And so we did find that the large commercial customers are paying actually more than their fair share by 10% and subsidize other rate classes. And municipal rate that we have in place right now is heavily subsidized by other customer classes.
The school district and some borough departments pay that municipal rate, which is less than the cost of power for homes and businesses. The decision on how to increase rates, though, will be coming at some later date, and it will depend on whether voters approve the bond issue. But to pay back the bond debt and cover other costs, the utility says it needs to increase its revenue 9.5% this year and the same amount next year. Under one possible scenario, the average monthly bill for a home could go up by around $15.35 the first year and the same amount the second. Increases for businesses could be around $105 for both years, and large commercial customers could see monthly bills go up by around $258 both this year and next. Hagerman told the Assembly that 2 years of rate hikes would still leave Petersburg with electrical rates comparable to other Southeast communities on hydropower. The borough has hired other consultants to look at the condition of Blind Slough and plan for standby diesel needs, and Hagerman made clear it's not an all-or-nothing decision on maintaining the hydro plant.
If the bond isn't approved, it's not like the facility is going to fail the next day and it won't be available to us. So, you know, I did want to temper this discussion with some facts that we would, you know, if there's no support to rebuild Blind Slough, from the Assembly or the voters, we would nurse it along. We would do smaller projects that we could afford to keep it going for as long as possible.
He did caution that going down that road eventually would lead to a catastrophic failure at the plant, and without that hydro, the borough would have to boost its standby capacity with additional diesel generators. Hagerman noted future rate hikes would have to cover that cost and the cost of buying more electricity from the Southeast Alaska Power Agency.
Because of the increased costs in power purchasing, increased costs in fuel purchasing, increased maintenance, and of course the larger diesel generators needed to take the place of Blind Slough, instead of a 19% increase over 2 years, we'd look at a 23% increase. It really, as I said, it was good for me to go down this road because it just points to the fact that Blind Slough is so important. We get so much out of this 100-year-old facility that is just cranking along, providing really low-cost power to the utility, and it helps our customers greatly.
The power from Blind Slough generated from the waters of Crystal Lake is Petersburg's cheapest source of electricity, and that's still the case factoring in the cost of the overhaul. It provides about a quarter of Petersburg's energy. The Assembly had questions about the possibility for federal infrastructure funding to pay for the work, along with longevity of the rebuilt plant and the potential for increasing capacity of that hydro resource. The Assembly passed the second reading of an ordinance that puts the bond measure on the October ballot, and it needs one more approval before heading to a public vote. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Wicknicki.